Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live from Blossom's HQ.
Hi!
That's a bit more chilled, that
all
one.
The way from Los Angeles.
How are we doing?
Good.
A bit tender, aren't we?
A little bit tender.
Slightly.
Me and Miles are smug as fuck.
I'm not.
No, I mean, that's just like by proxy, because we went back earlier, didn't we?
As you can see, we've hired a green screen for this behind us.
Hold on.
I can put you on Club Academy 2. No, what's it? Academy 2
I can
stage.
Put you on Club Academy 2 stage.
Cheers.
How are we doing?
Good, yeah. Where did we play last night? The Echoplex.
Echoplex in Echo Park.
The Echoplex in Echo Park.
Nice. Echo, literally.
And I should drink more often.
We had some technical issues at the start, but once we got through that, it was a really enjoyable gig, I would say.
Yeah, it was.
Crowd was very receptive.
Yeah. It was nice to have Natalie Finlay with us as well.
Finlay came and sang To Do List, which was good.
Weird, it's like, because we sound like proper indie, like the first time we ever do like the tune with Finlay, it's like in LA.
The debut.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, the first time we did that was in LA. Mm.
She just happened to be here at the same time.
That's why it's weird, isn't it? Right.
But, yeah. The sun is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can all agree the weather's been good, apart from the other 2 days where we did bring the weather with us.
Yeah, it's pissed down.
Pissing down. And it only rains a couple of about a week or two a year.
Something like that.
Trusted to be when we were...
What's the Albert Hammond song? It Never Rains in Southern California.
There you go.
Bollocks.
There you
go.
Bollocks.
Those are blossoms are here.
The big news is my bag went missing.
Wow, let's just get into that. So we flew out here.
A fucking wasp. Sorry.
We flew out on Monday and...
That's Joe, that shape-shifted.
Jesus. My coffee.
Wasn't it a wasp, it was just a fly.
Yeah.
It's going to stink.
It's not going to cut to you because you're out of camera shot.
Yeah, I think you'll find it does, okay?
How?
Because it follows the mic.
We flew out on Monday.
Sorry, go on.
We flew out on Monday and Joe's case sadly went missing and you was without clothes. Well, you was without all your essentials for...
Didn't have toiletries.
Skinny boxes.
And I think out of anyone, I think Joe, you if it was going to be anyone, you'd be the worst one to be.
Don't you? You're not one to... I always remember you didn't like staying over at people's house, did you?
When I was younger.
When we were kids. And stuff like that.
That's quite me, that.
He came over to stay at my house once when we were like, whatever, we were like 14 or something.
Probably younger than that, you know.
13. And then and then like at like 10 o'clock when we were like ready to go to bed, he's like, I don't feel well, I'm going to go.
I had a couple of mates like that.
I just didn't like, do you know
well,
when I look back at it, anxiety. I didn't know what anxiety was though. I always used to get anxiety about staying out.
We had this one at one time, Tommy Harrison. So obviously he reminded me that there wasn't enough shout outs in the podcast, so I'm going to have to
keep going.
But we had a sleepover at my, because it was always at my, I was usually exempt from the anxiety because the sleepovers were always at my house.
That is right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Cozy.
But it was also because my house was like lawless and you could kind of, people would do what they couldn't do at their parents' houses, they'd do at mine.
Yours,
you know,
yeah,
set things on fire and, you know, smash things and whatnot. But we had a sleepover once and we decided to go to KFC first. My mum took us to KFC or whatever.
Boss.
And Tommy being Tommy, if there's like stuff left over, he will finish it.
Yeah.
We had a lot of KFC. So you can probably imagine what...
My mum was sick.
Get us a Kentucky. Next.
No, not quite, but, you know. So yeah, and he had to go home, so...
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
I was like, mine was, yeah.
But yeah, the bag, so that, the bag kind of put a dampener, as well as the weather.
Put a big damner, didn't it?
Put a damner on your first couple of days, didn't it?
I said it stole your power.
I had a few freakouts.
Yeah, you were quite powerless, weren't you, without your case?
I just didn't like, just little things like, you know what I mean, when you're going for, like, you were going for drinks and that. It's like, come on.
You just had like tracky bottoms.
The same track as that flew in, do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm all right. And you're like, you tried to let me borrow some of your pants. I was like, fucking hell, if you like.
Yeah, like borrowing your dad's gear.
Yeah. So, yeah, unfortunate, but I got it back now.
But then when it did turn up, it was two wheels.
Fucking
got,
wheels, yeah.
Two wheels down.
I don't know how God the knows. Fuck they've done that.
It's almost like a conspiracy, that. It's like they've gone, oh, this is why.
Do you know what? It leads onto an it's not hard, is it?
In that case. Saying,
it's not hard, is it now?
There's a couple.
We have a couple on this trip, so let's just get into
go
it.
Here we go.
There's a jazzer. It's not hard, is it? Oh. It's not hard, is it? Quite LA, this.
Right, it's not hard.
Please.
My one, personally, is I have a case and it's a bit of an expensive case. Yeah. You know what I mean? But...
Well, we used to get presents for each other, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, and also we travel a lot.
Case closed.
Do you know what I mean? We travel a lot, and because we travel a lot, it's good to have one that like is reliable.
A quality.
It's a Remover.
Yeah, vessel.
It's a Remover classic flight. It's a fucking good case.
Please sponsor us.
And this
us.
Is the one that... BA snap the wheels off. Anyway, they have shops all around the world and you can go in and they fix it for you. They have like a little repair centre and you take it in, and anyway, they were like, the guy was like, oh, this looks like it's going to have to be a full change.
They want to know, they said there's nothing we can do for 3 weeks. It's going to be a minimum something. 3 weeks.
There's
got to
be
around.
Something you can do for us.
Well, that's what I said, Josh. And I went, is the technician here so I can speak to him?
You started, because Joe was like, I'll drill out the, because they had some wheels in the shop.
You get a fucking pillar drill.
I sort of knew what to
do. Passes them wheels down. And they fit on them, you know what I mean? Like, they slotted on where the ones so are missing.
So Donovan.
And he was like, I can drill it out myself. He's the technician here. Can I speak to him? Take over.
In fucking Beverly Hills.
Yeah. So I was with the technician in Beverly Hills, and I explained my thinking. He was like, that might work, man. But then we agreed that the other side, it probably wouldn't work because that would have had more of a chamfer. So he said, yeah. And then he fucking did it. And he was like, I've got that one on for you, man, but I can't get the other side. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. How much do you owe you? And he was like, you owed me nothing.
$8 million.
No, nothing. No charge.
Oh,
it's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard. That's where the not hard, is it, comes.
I forgot we were in that segment.
I mean, to be fair, it's...
I thought there was no charge. I thought it was a
lifetime. I mean, yeah, I was
going to
say that is part of buying that case.
Right, yeah.
But still, it's not hard, is it? Do you know what I mean? You're still like...
We had another it's not hard, is it, last night. So before the show at the Echoplex in Echo Park... We went for some pizza, didn't we?
We did.
Some deep dish.
Chicago style.
Chicago town style pizza.
Lovely.
Chicago town. That was a bit better than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, it's Chicago deep dish, isn't it? That's
Chicago town, they're the ones we had at Travelodge.
Yeah,
you know. They were boss then, pissed up. I used to love one of them.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Anyway, we went for this pizza. There's about 10 of us. So, you know what I mean? Everyone who's with us five. We have the pizza. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a cheap do, is it? You'd probably be, I reckon, minimum for 10 people what we ordered.
10 people
drinks,
in
it's
LA.
It's going to be at least $150, I would say.
Yeah, easy. Probably more.
So then I was like, right, I'll go and, you know, settle the bill. So I walked to the top where my brain's just turned off.
Where the desk is.
Where the desk is, where the card machine thing is. Went there, I was like, I've got a table of 10. She was like, is it for Tom? And then she started smiling. I was like, what's going on here? She was like, your bill's been taken care of. And I was like, you what? She was like, and then turned around and there was someone, like a family, who were coming to watch us last night. They just sorted the bill.
It's not hard,
I insisted we paid for it and they insisted that they did. And it was just, they'd already done it.
It was like a standoff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely gesture, that.
It's not hard,
it's not
is
hard,
it?
Is it?
Very kind.
Really,
very,
really
very,
nice.
Very kind. Generous.
It's, you know what? The best thing about that is you didn't have to go through the awkward tip. Because obviously you have to tip every time here, don't you?
Yeah, us foreigners aren't as clued up with the old tipping.
So it's like, sometimes you're like, how much do I leave? Like, I don't know.
It's confusing, like, isn't it?
The iPad things that they swivel around. I just always just hit whatever's in the middle, you know, whatever's there.
Skip. Yeah. Skip tip.
Skip tip. Skipton.
Tip yourself.
Skipton Building Society.
How's everyone finding
La La Land?
I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Yeah.
Charlie, what are your comments on this week?
I've had a fabulous time. Right. Apart from, I had a strange encounter in a Whole Foods supermarket.
Oh yeah,
oh with, dear, fucking hilarious! This.
It is hard, isn't it?
It was. We were over near the fruit and veg section.
We were,
and I was having a gander at the tomatoes from sort of 2 meters away, and there was a lady to my right, 2 meters away, and
social distancing.
She proceeded to say, "Can you give me some fucking space, please?"
Really?
Yeah, do you know, I've not told this story.
No,
I was like,
oh, it's funny as fuck.
My reaction. I was like that one.
I heard this woman say it. I turned around because I was with Chaz. Turn around, look at Chaz, and Chaz is like this. Like staring at her just with his mouth open, like, because honestly, he was so far away from her, I can't tell you. And then she went, give me some fucking space. And Chaz went, what?
Was
and
she speaking
Chaz,
to you?
Chaz just sort of like shrugged it off and just ignored her, like, fucking weird. And just carried on. And she went, have it your way, fine. And like, he started throwing her hands up. And then Chaz went, you what? And she went, get back to your own fucking country. And Chaz went, you're a fucking psycho.
Jesus.
Honestly, it was forked. I was like, what?
But we exchanged a few words over the fruit
she wasn't
veg.
Like, she wasn't like, it was in a quite, it's quite boozy, wasn't it, the gaffer we're in?
No, it wasn't boozy, it's just a Whole Foods, wasn't it? Like,
I don't know, all the fucking fruit was polished.
You know, when you're just taken aback a little bit. And
honestly.
Yeah, when you don't expect.
But I'm just saying, the type of person you wouldn't expect.
I could understand
person.
If it was invading someone's space, but I
do you know what I think that is, though? I think that's because it's American, everything's big.
Yeah.
So like my idea of like personal space was like it wasn't like Charlie stood where I am to you. I mean, he's further away than
maybe
this.
There was something going on up there.
One of those strange encounters.
Yeah, do you know
encounters.
What? If there was something going up there, I understand.
There was. I mean, there's still no need to share that and then just say, get to your own fucking country. Chill out.
I thought she was going to be outside waiting with a
weapon. Shotgun. Yeah, you were like, fuck that.
How's your trip been?
Man's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed the sun, the company, the friends, the people, the spaces, the personal space.
We should note we're all staying in an Airbnb together, aren't we?
We'll after this, we'll take a little tour of it.
We'll do a tour, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
We'll show a brief tour with the GoPro.
That was the only negative moment of the trip, though.
Negative trip comment.
What, my bag?
Everything else has been a good laugh.
Yeah, it's been mint.
Jet lag's one of them, isn't it?
That, yeah,
it's really difficult to avoid. I feel like we're all flagging at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Well, jet lag's one of them, like, sometimes you can have the right amount of sleep.
The found you, Josh. Shit.
Sometimes you can have the right amount of sleep, but it's like, it still hits you. Like at times, it's just like, what the fuck?
It's just unnatural, isn't it?
Fucking mint, though.
What is it I said jet lag is? Nature's curse.
Yeah, nature's curse.
That's what it is.
Fast travel.
It's unnatural to travel so fast.
You've got something there, mate.
It's true, though, isn't it? Nature's curse, man.
Again, here's one for you. So, you know when Concorde was knocking about?
Yeah.
I'm trying to work this out. No, because the time difference is still the same, isn't it?
London to New York.
I'm trying I'm trying to think, because you got there quicker, would that help with the jet lag? But it wouldn't, would it?
It would in some ways.
Would it be less bad?
It was
basically
half
longer.
The time, wasn't it? Concorde was a basic sort of rough guide half the time.
So the time difference still the same,
isn't
it?
You got how expensive the tickets were for that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But you probably got, New York, to get to New York, London's New York was like 3 hours, wasn't it?
If you could teleport, would you still be jet lagged? In the sense of where, well, yeah, you would be, wouldn't you?
Because your body clock's still the same.
I think if it takes longer to get some, like if you're on a ship, you wouldn't get jet lagged, would you?
If you freighted
yourself.
Yeah, but if you could teleport,
what do you mean?
Do you mean
over time?
Yeah, because say it took you like 2 weeks to get to New York on I don't even know how long it takes.
I don't even
mean
you'd acclimatise.
Then you slowly adjust
it, of course, you acclimatise, yeah. Could you
cruise?
If you teleported though, couldn't you just teleport back home to sleep?
Yeah, you could. I'd do that.
No, but then you wouldn't work though, would it? Because you wouldn't get the days in.
Yeah, but you could teleport. Do you know what I mean? Like you know, last night, like when you go in sleep, you could just teleport home for a kip and come teleport. Like now, it's like it's like 6 o'clock at home. So now you could like teleport back home, have some dinner,
or you could always
sleep though, would it? Because
teleport back here for like an hour now.
No, because if you teleported home and slept when you're supposed to sleep at home, and then you was awake, you'd be awake like through the night, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? You'd be fucked.
No, but it's like, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying
it'd probably work the other way around.
I'd say just teleport back for like, you know, like, oh, let's go out for a drink in LA. Do you know what I mean?
There must be a perfect way to overcome it. Like,
I think we were saying
strategy.
There's probably some
about food you're meant to eat when
That does help.
Late.
That also helps with your sleep, like sleeping when you're here, but you still get tired
so you don't wake up.
Yeah. Because like, that's fucking half the battle,
it's like
isn't
breakfast at home.
Yeah, yeah. You better eat like what time you're in. That's what the flights do as well, don't they? They put meals on for the time.
Every time
you're
I've ever done all right with jet lag, I've just powered through and got on the sauce.
It's the only way to go, isn't it?
Got on the sauce.
Tokyo, the first time we ever went there, I feel like we beat it a little bit that time. And I was like, fucking jet lag's nothing. But then as you get older, it's a bit worse, isn't it?
I just think sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. I don't think there's any like rhyme or reason.
I haven't
to
had it
that
bad. I feel like you guys have had it worse than me. I don't feel that.
I've been in and out.
I don't feel that bad.
I feel like I just get really tired at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I just get super tired at 10. Like the sleeping thing, getting up early, I'm all right.
Especially with what we're doing. We're like doing what we do in the evening. So it's kind of like, yeah, you're tired after. You have that rush of adrenaline after playing to millions of people.
Let's talk about the gigs. Let's talk about the New Order gig as well. That was
we've still got one to go, haven't we?
Yeah, we've still got one to go.
This is filmed when we have...
Yeah, this is on the Saturday.
This is Friday.
Today, sorry.
The Saturday festival tomorrow, Dark Waves.
I'm looking forward to that, yeah. That's a fat fucking lineup. It's unreal, by the way.
Crazy,
yeah. Yeah.
Really, really good lineup.
So, see how that goes.
We've treated this as a bit of a holiday, haven't we? A bit of a band holiday, this trip.
Yeah. I don't know though, because we were always going to fly out with a few days before, and we've kind of just got
You have to, don't you, when you go,
we kind of just treat ourselves to a nice place.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying like treat ourselves to a bit like a holiday place.
The pool's
like,
too cold though, should be heated and it isn't.
I like the fact it's cold.
I've not been in yet, so I reckon I could fucking get in. I could get in now when it's like this hot. I'm visibly sweating here, do you know what I mean?
Honestly, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It is.
I reckon it's 22.
I think it's hotter than 22. I reckon 25, 26.
It's just loading. Hang on. 21.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Might be feels like, though.
And then for
feels
our
hotter.
Feels
Fahrenheit
like.
Friends, that is 70.
70, nice. Fucking loving it. It's a mint, innit?
Yeah.
It is, though. It's like it's got a nice vibe, hasn't it? It's nice. Yeah.
It's nice to be together,
innit? Chilled.
It?
I'm going for a little hike.
Me and Chaz cooked.
We did.
Yeah.
On what day was that? Tuesday.
You two are fucking excellent at cooking, you know. Honestly, you're absolutely excellent.
Miles thinks we should do a pop-up.
You should do a pop-up.
Let us know if you'd come to mine and Charles' pop-up.
Little supper. That's a great idea, that.
Just call Tom and Chaz. Tom and Chaz. And I'll take 20%. And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Italiano?
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't like fusion cuisine?
Me.
You, yeah.
That's my. Do you know what does
Italian
my fucking
Indian.
Head?
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Let's do. No, it does my.
Do
head
you know
in.
What does my fucking head in?
You had a different one though, didn't you as well? Miles has to go.
You know
there.
What does my head in? The best does my head in. You're doing my head in. Miles does my head in. Fucking you.
Can I grab me one, please, Chaz?
Both getting waters. I'll
carry on.
I wonder where Charlotte is.
Oh. Probably still on the route.
What does your head in, Joseph Donovan?
What does my head in is fucking restaurant fusions sometimes, and it's the fact of doing it like for example.
It can be done well though.
No, it can, and that's what I think. That's why, because I think it does my head in just calling it a fusion.
What fusion? Fusion have you experienced a negative with?
I mean, I didn't experience it, but the one that springs mind is the one that you nearly got.
That's booked up for 3 weeks, you know.
Indian-Italian.
Yeah, in Indian-Italian fusion. It's really big.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's it. I was going to go, but I can't get a table for two for 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's massive over here. It's really big.
What is it? Have you got the menu?
I won't be able to get it up or see it now, but it's basically like, if you imagine like, honestly, it's stuff like that, like pizzas, like, you know, like chutney pizza and stuff like that, but it's really good. It's really like, it's like a sports bar. And like
ragu,
you
see,
that's the other thing that does my head in here. There's a few. Everything's got a fucking car park here.
That's great if you drive, isn't it? How much fucking struggle
too
for car park?
People.
You're fucking shit for car parking. You hate it.
No, don't.
You do.
Too many people. Fucking,
everyone drives in LA, though, don't they?
Too many people drive in over it, and it's just like one person.
You have to, don't you?
There's fucking traffic everywhere.
It's so vast, though. You kind of have to have a car, don't you?
Or invest in a good public transport. You fucking love public transport.
I do love public transport.
Great for the environment.
Public transport is terrible.
You love public transport.
Yeah,
that's the best public transport
here.
You've been on, Chaz.
Tokyo. Sorry.
Is your name Charlie?
I know. I said sorry straight away. Can help, boss.
I think you'll find.
Tokyo's good because none of the signs are in English and you're like completely out of your comfort zone.
Do you like the challenge,
like,
don't you?
Yeah.
I like that.
Charlie's level 10 of public transport, though.
You go to any major city in Europe, they're always like so developed. Like Italy, for example, You liked the Italian trains, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking trains in the UK.
It was reliable, comfortable, fast.
Dad. Sorry, wait there. My dad's FaceTiming me.
That's a bit cute, isn't it?
Then you come back to the UK.
Yeah.
London's good, man.
No, I'm talking about like Northern Rail.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well.
There's room for improvement, isn't there?
It's a calamity.
I was going to say, privately owned.
Yeah, so Tokyo's your top.
Should be publicly owned. But yeah, Tokyo's fucking... London's transport is fucking unbelievable, isn't it?
Just waving to Ian.
Hi, Dad.
You all right?
Hi, Mum.
You
all right, Laura? I'll come and speak to him in a sec.
Long enough fucking truck.
Miles.
What did he say?
It's long enough for this now, isn't it?
Miles.
It's not. I've been doing it for like 10 minutes. Miles. But yeah, no, it's fucking... other than that, it's mint. I'm going to go for a little hike today, I think.
So you have nothing else?
Today you're going for a hike today, yeah?
Yeah.
So going back to what does your head in, what else does your head in?
Miles.
Me?
He does my head in. Charlie
does?
Nah, you should have seen him this morning. He's like a baby because he didn't have coffee here.
Coffee.
It's very unlike... You don't really see Charlie in that, do you?
No, to be fair... Caffeine.
You don't see Charlie like that, though.
I was speaking to Chaz about this. You've been having coffee since you were like 7, haven't you? You have, though.
This just reminded me of something. My dad's dad claimed to have smoked since he was 4. I can believe it, actually.
But yeah, this morning, I'm not like you. You were pacing around with her going... We fucking got this Airbnb. The coffee situation's dire.
I don't think I used them words.
I think you did.
It's okay to let your emotions out sometimes, I think. You know, getting annoyed is natural.
You know, you pay X amount of money for an Airbnb like this and you're boiling water with a fucking pan.
Yeah, to be fair, it's a bit annoying, isn't it? There's a few things.
Come on, let's have it right.
Well, gold blend wouldn't do any harm, would it?
Give us a better pan, do you know what I mean?
This isn't a segment, but this is just something that I thought was pretty funny.
Can you describe it so we can sing it as a jingle?
Not really. I mean, I can, but it's not really worth...
Tell me what it's about.
It's just algorithms on Instagram.
Algorithms on Instagram.
That was fucking quite a good melody, that.
Thank you.
You know when you hover for like 2 seconds too long...
I know you were a genie.
Over one thing.
Cheers. Right. My Instagram algorithm now is tailored to partial denture manufacturers.
People who make dentures?
Yeah, no, but specifically partials.
Oh, I think I need one.
What is that?
Say for example where Joe's missing a couple of teeth.
Like 3 teeth or something.
They'll just make you, instead of having an implant or instead of crowning, it's just a...
It's called a bridge, is it?
Yeah. Mm. And they just sort of clip in. But now I'm genuinely quite interested in it. You know how they like colour match your gums and what have you.
Yeah, so now you just keep clicking on it.
Yeah, oh yeah, well I can't escape it now.
While we're on the Josh vibe, should we do a...
Yeah.
Just another note on teeth, it's very, very quick. Your teeth fell out the other day, didn't it? My crown fell out on a curly whirly in Dublin.
Right, seconds after I warned you as well. Yeah.
Did you have to put it, in a...
This is pretty sad, but... I didn't know what to put it in because obviously it's like a little tooth, isn't it? So I put it in an empty bottle of water and put it in my case and took it home.
Where's it now?
No, another crown that's fallen out recently as well.
What? Wide crown.
That's the Wi-Fi password, isn't it?
Here we go.
Oh. This could be quite annoying, I think.
Every single one.
Okay, so we had a lengthy flight from London Heathrow to Los Angeles.
Ballot, yeah. Right?
90 degrees.
Bollocks. And as per the last episode, you said, why don't you use the time on the flight and using what is contained within the entertainment screen on the plane chair. And
what did you go for?
So you know what? I had a little flick through. I had a lot of people giving me suggestions and whatnot. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to open up the discussion on this one. It's not something I've not seen before, but I thought we could all talk about it. And it's the Office UK Christmas special.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Part one and two.
I thought we could all...
Is it in two parts?
Some of the finest
I thought we could
TV
all
ever.
Talk about that. Yeah. Because I think it has a special place in all of our hearts.
Well, actually, my favourite part from it is when
it's
he goes...
Is it part one? It's two separate
it's
ones.
It's two parts,
it?
Yeah.
But were they like made... Like a year after each other?
I think...
Yeah, they sort of linked, aren't they?
Do you know what? I've never seen it properly.
Seen like the half, like the half.
Oh, you should watch on the flight
soon. I will do. Yeah,
I was in tears, and I knew I was going to be in tears.
When
as
he
well.
Tells Thinking to fuck off,
Chris.
Yeah,
yeah. It's Finch, fucking
why
brilliant.
Fuck off?
Why don't you fuck off?
Oh, yeah,
is that when he goes dating and it's the chiffon scarf?
Yeah, the white chiffon scarf. And then later on,
genius, isn't it?
He meets that girl, doesn't he? He likes, and she's dead nice, and they get on really well. And he goes, and he they were talking, and then he comes over, and he basically calls her a dog, and he goes, why don't you fuck off, Chris?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the first time he stands up to him. He always gives him shit.
I remember when that aired on TV. I remember everyone watching it.
Was it 03 or something?
03, 04, Christmas it was.
Mm.
And, you know, when you're just a kid and you just don't understand the humour at the time.
Yeah.
So that might be another thing that does my head. I know I've already done one, but they had Christmas specials on the flight, and I was like, bit too early for that for me.
Mariah Carey's around the corner doing the fucking Christmas gig tonight.
You're going to that?
I'm going.
Going watching Mariah Carey's Christmas gig, yeah, Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. You'd only sort two tickets, so me and Kate, you're going to go.
But yeah, anyway, so I mean, it's not your conventional film thing, but I thought,
Do you have any notes? Do you have any...
No,
I just enjoyed it.
I wanted to enjoy and open up the discussion because I know how we all love it.
It's just so good, isn't it? Never get bored of The Office.
No. You know what? 10 out of 10 for me, that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's just scoreboard.
It's funny, it's sad, it's tragic, and beautiful.
Yeah.
Made me cry.
Nice.
Yeah, I think you, Tim and Dawn get together, don't they?
You know what? You know,
only you, he's playing.
She draws in that picture, doesn't she, when she's chatting to him,
never
of his
give
face.
Up. Yeah.
And then he gets her that art thing with Never Give Up.
Never Give Up.
Because he goes,
made me cry.
Yeah, he's like, she should stop that, really. There's no money in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's got the oil painting set.
Yeah. What's that?
And he goes, in the earlier ones, he's like, keep up the doodling. When he's like saying to Dawn. So it's nice.
Have you got a rating for it overall?
10 out of 10.
You just said 10, you're
10,
really
wow.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
There's some really nice moments in that one, isn't there? Like, you can go from crying, laughing to crying.
Indeed.
It's genius.
Great genius writing.
Anything else anyone wants to talk about?
Has anyone got a negative YouTube comment of the week?
No, do you know what? I don't want to.
Let's not have it.
Don't want to taint it.
Would you like a hypothetical situation?
Yeah. What will you do?
I'd do it for you.
Miles.
Didn't Scorey wear them shorts?
Here we go.
Shoot.
Yeah. What would you do? What would you do?
That's enough now.
What would you do?
It's enough.
Hypothetical. What would you do? Hypothetical lock.
Come on then, hypothetic Miles.
Take my shades off, you know what I mean?
These shorts are well short, aren't they?
LA short. Maradona.
There's a few laws over here, isn't there?
You'd hope so.
If you could implement any kind of minor law, what would it be?
That's it.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just read that a second? If you could implement any kind of minor law, what would it be?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a law, but not like...
Restaurants.
Did we discuss this on
restaurants can't say we can't do things, we can't make specials. That's what mine would fucking be.
I know exactly
so
who
for
you're
example,
calling
I'm
out
I'm fucking
there.
Calling out Coffee Pot in Manchester.
So we go...
Sonny Marquise.
We go for like a brekkie, don't we, sometimes, if we're on tour.
Did we tell
you,
we've said this already on the last podcast, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Yeah, but when you can't, you just want sausage and bacon.
Not just that.
With toast. Yeah. No, but for example, we're having a full English with all them things on and they say they can't do it.
It's less.
So that would be your law.
My law would be that, like you can't, like as a restaurant.
That also does your head in.
Yeah, you can't say, no, we can't do that even though you've got the ingredients. Do you know what I mean?
Tom, what law would you implement?
Yeah, I think we discussed this slightly last time, but I would implement, you can't, you have to have headphones on when you're watching videos on your phone on public transport.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to have it blasting out your phone.
Right.
Like public transport's got a blocker on like your speaker.
It'd just be a sign on the wall and it says fine. But they're really, really, really like on it.
What fine would it be?
Like 20 grand? Yeah.
Did I tell you about...
Prison sentence.
Did I tell you about the tune I made on a flight called Ban Coughing Children?
Wow.
So, ban coughing children.
Ban coughing children.
Coughing is in like the act to cough, not like in a coffin.
I've not showed you it.
I'm guessing it was a child coughing and
it was when we were
they can't help it, you know. They just need to clear the throat.
Oh, I know, but it's gross, isn't it? let me have a look. Okay, I'll get it up anyway.
Fuck.
I made it live and direct on a flight.
Where when was this, Josh?
This was when we did the Italy show. There it is. Band Coughing Children on GarageBand. Hang on.
Talking to GarageBand, Thingy was on our flight, wasn't he?
Damon Albarn was on our flight out here.
And he was just on GarageBand the whole time. Yeah.
Quite Toto.
Boss synth like that.
It's quite Street Race through Japan.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say Sega.
Video game.
Yeah, it's very Sega.
Oh, that reminds me. Just while we're on flights and audio and stuff, I played, there's a game called Boggle, which I like to play. Sorry, I froze then. It's like a word game, do you know what I mean?
Right.
You have to like choose the things. And it was, they have Boggle on the, it's actually like a game with, it's a physical game, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like a board game type thing. But they have it digitally on the plane screen. And played it on the way, on the plane over. I was like, you know what, I'll stick the cans on. And there's tunes on in the background of it. Get on this.
Charlemagne. Vibe.
Yeah.
It's very new, that, isn't it?
Is that hum of the plane?
I just listened to it for like 15 minutes without even.
No, I love George. When you've got a long flight, I love getting. I think it's like just getting pissed up on the flight. Like, that's my ideal, just getting tanked. Because I got like. You get like. I got 3 hours worth of just the audio channel, like the shit radio stations you have, just buzzing off tunes, like, yeah.
You have 1 year to spend $900 billion.
You can't.
Failure to do so will result in you being $900 billion in debt. What's the first thing you purchase?
Well, there we go. Can you donate?
Well, I was going to say...
Or buy a country or something.
Well, I was going to say, just don't spend any of the $900 billion and keep it. And then when it comes to the debt, you've already got the money to pay it off.
So you just...
So we'll just live my life normally.
Actually, no, to be honest with you, what, well, can
so you that.
What, why did, no, Joe, you could just...
I just thought yacht.
$900 billion, though, you would never be able to spend $900 billion.
Couldn't you just invest it in summer and then sell it back a year and then get it, cash it back in with and gain some interest?
$900 billion, like what? Think about 0.001 interest.
That's 900,000 million.
People talk about a million and a billion.
No, it's
the
just
same
9,
vein,
it's just 9,000. Oh no, you're right. It's 90,000 million.
Yeah, 90,000 million.
Someone else would take it off you, though, wouldn't
they?
Wait there.
To put it in context, right? People talk about a million and a billion in the same context, right? In reference to time, a million in seconds is like it's like a week, right? No
Billions
joke.
Like...
A billion seconds is 31 years.
Yeah.
Let me just get the exact. Google a phone. It's like honestly, you should get the
that.
But honestly, like people talk about a million and a billion being like
in
the same thing. They're fucking not at all. Like it's
you could
literally
spend the money though.
It's huge.
There we go. A million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 32 years.
That's fucking. No one should be billionaires, but we won't get into that. But
I think you could spend it because someone else would take it off you, wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
No, but like, if you've got that amount, like you'd be surprised about how hard.
Oh, that's
it is
ridiculous. Yeah.
To spend that money,
Chaz, what do you
do
think?
I suppose could you buy Amazon,
buy like a football club, and then say, right, I'm buying Messi for $900 billion, and the people who have him aren't going to go, don't give us that $900 billion.
I'd write a check for $900 billion, donate it to a desired charity.
To be honest with you, I think I'd go down the route of thinking selfishly at first in my own half, not wanting to owe it back. But you could solve world hunger. You could solve like a water crisis in like everywhere. You could solve pretty much everything that's bad with the world with that for a small, probably not long. But
Jack, and there'd be other things, and then you'd get like inflation and shit like that. Sorry to get all thingy, but you know.
Yeah.
I try my best
to have the world on an even keel and everyone's a bit
so
more
you're
fair.
You're going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a yacht on Messi.
What, just you and Messi just cutting
Messi
about?
On a yacht.
You're not going to invite De Bruyne? Oh, that brings
Why
on
don't you
to
just make your own football
no,
team?
No, do you know City?
Tom's team.
City, the football club me and Tom love so much, has announced something this week. An evening with Kevin De Bruyne. Fucking tight.
I mean, we were like, it's not quite Kevin De Bruyne at the arena, but
Plaza.
I told you that I'd happen. That's I told you the fucking half inch that I'd do off
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
I actually, you know what I'd do?
I'd go to space.
Boss.
Yeah, to be fair, space travel.
All the billionaires are doing it.
Exactly. Just join them.
Chaz? Oh, you already said yours. 1,000 years. Shit. You have. Wait, what? Right.
Chaos. Great tune by The Coral.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You have 20 minutes to prepare for traveling back in time 1,000 years.
Right.
So someone pops up in a fucking.
So the Uber's coming in 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Or like the DeLorean comes and goes. Pack your bags. 20 minutes. We're fucking off.
a thousand years in the past.
Where you are. So bearing in mind, we're going to be in LA here, right? 1,000 years ago. Not much going on, is there?
No.
And do you know what? You can be anywhere you want. You can choose where you land.
A thousand years ago.
I'd love to know what like round my gaff was like.
I'd like that.
That's Farm funny you should say that. I was looking up.
But like, you know, like Stockport, like, cause if you go back, I'd love to just go around and be like, what's it like?
Hey, yeah. a thousand years ago, the fucking school was still there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was looking up in an Uber the other day and we were talking about Manchester because the Uber driver asked where we were from. And they're like, oh, Manchester, you see it everywhere. Like it's the word.
Yeah, the name, yeah. Like there's one in there around here.
Yeah, the road. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up how old Manchester is. You know what it is? 79 AD.
Class. Is it a Roman settlement?
I think it was.
It's blown her head, that, isn't it, Tom?
I'm just thinking about... Which schools is that?
The grammar school. It used to be further down the A6. Obviously, before fucking hell, before the A6.
Wow.
Actually, to be honest with you, the A6 has been there.
Castlefield Bowl, isn't it? That's the original... The origin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, really.
But
amazing.
The question still
where
stands.
I agree with you. I'd like to see our place.
The question really is,
Joe's
what would you prepare? What would you prepare?
I'd do some research, mate.
Right, water, where the fuck are you getting that from? Take a few bottles to sort your scent out, you know what I'm saying?
How long are you there for?
You're just there, that's it now.
If you took a bottle of water, what's the point?
No, it's like, oh, I'm dead thirsty, let's find a lake. It's 3 hours away, at least I've got a bottle of water for now.
I'd take a guitar.
Oh, such a song.
What's the point? It's more about survival,
isn't
it?
Do you reckon you'd write some good tunes? That'd inspire you, that, wouldn't it? I'm getting.
I don't know if it would.
Do some local gigs.
You'd have to learn the local language, though.
Just be like mud and grass.
I know all the lingo.
Well, they say that, don't they? If you got transported back to them times.
Yeah, language was so different.
So
it would be like going to like a different country. Wow. Yeah. So underdeveloped in the English language.
I meant just guitar because you'd just be on your own for a bit. Is that what you say?
Company.
Yeah.
Go get the guitar.
To do with it.
Go get it.
What would you take with you, Joe?
Just the basics.
And then we could be blossomed back in there.
Josh on the loot.
Huh?
Is it a loot?
Loot, yeah.
Do you know what? You'd be pretty good with like a machine gun or something like that. You know if anyone tries to fucking battle you with swords? No, it's true though, isn't it? I don't know where you're going to find one of them on the A6. But
fucking getting a machine. Cheshire Gun Room.
Best man. Yeah.
Fit in with the suit.
Mr. Alley's.
You know you sorted around that.
Coming out of the year 2009 or something like that.
Yeah.
Boss.
Rest in peace, Amici's. That's what happens if you have Comic Sans as your logo.
Do you know what Amici translates to?
Go on.
Friends.
Aww. I used to go there for like family like birthdays. Yeah, that Amici's.
Well, they lost the friends, didn't they? Because they fucking went out of business.
No, they how long have we been Bramble? On here now?
Oh. 35 long enough.
Hey? Should we write, is there any more segments?
I think what we should
I'm burning up here.
So yeah, I am. I think what we'll end it here. But I think what we should say is next week, you're away, aren't you? You're still in...
Yeah,
we're going to have a break next week.
So maybe we'll have a break, or maybe we us four can just do like a fans one. Do you know what I mean? When we go through some emails and
a spin-off.
Yeah, and just do like a little, just do a short little one. Us four.
You got it.
Talking
the
about
aliens.
The fan questions. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
The aliens pod.
I think you'll find Al won't be here.
Why?
I've just decided now.
You will be here.
Going to Vril.
Fucking not.
Vril Sun Centre. Yeah, so next week we'll do a few fan questions. As
jump in the pool, Joe, to sign off.
Go on, get in the pool.
Come on, ADHD. And diving.
Joe, take the GoPro because it's apparently waterproof.
Wait, let's just Google it.
Just put it in. So
does it need a case?
Fucking edit it then.
Is it Hero 8? Yeah.
We're just checking.
I'll just leave there.
It's still gonna get wet.
Hero 8 black, rugged and waterproof right out the box.
Yeah?
diving for Great Britain.
When do you want me to waterproof
down for 60 metres?
How's to hold it?
Must be good then.
Just hold it.
Selfie.
Just bomb it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've just damaged a GoPro.
Right, play the theme.
There's no theme. See ya. Oh, wait, there is.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.